All right. Yes. From home to the hospital in under 7 minutes. We did it.
Yes, the hard part is truly over.
No, but come on. We're off to a great start, aren't we? Mm-hmm. I knew I'd get you here fast, but this has got to be some kind of a record.
Oh, you made it.
Hi.
How
you
doing? How the hell did you beat us here?
We took a cab. Did you guys walk?
No. No, we took a cab, too, but I did test runs.
Hi.
Hey, you made it.
Okay, is there some kind of magic tunnel to this hospital?
Ross, you stay here and talk. I'm going to go have a baby.
Okay. Hi. This is Rachel Green. I'm Ross Geller. We called from the car.
Right. We have a semi-private labor room waiting for you.
Whoa. I'm sorry. Semi-private? We asked for a private room.
Yeah. Yes, I see that here. Unfortunately, we can't guarantee a private room, and currently, they're all unavailable.
Man, if only you'd gotten here sooner.
I'm sorry. Semi-private rooms are all we have.
Okay, just give us a second. Ross.
Yeah.
Give her some money.
I really think they're out of rooms.
They're not, Ross. They're just saving them for the important people, okay? What if I was the president?
Well, then we'd be in a lot of trouble. You don't know where any countries are. Okay. Say, would you mind checking again, see if any private rooms may have opened up?
This is a hospital.
Okay, you know what? I have to say, I don't really care for your tone. And this is not the only hospital in this city, and we have no problem to... Whoa. Oh, gosh. Whoa.
What?
Oh, ow. Contraction. Ow. Oh. Ow. 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 Oof. Oof.
Would you like to see a semi-private room?
Yeah, it couldn't hurt to look.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day.
Centimeters dilated, and we need to get to 10. It'll be a while.
Okay.
I'll be back in an hour to check you again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. God, I guess we have some time to kill.
Yeah, I guess so. Oof, check these out. Uh-huh. Never done this before.
Yeah, well, it looks great.
Thank you very much. I think we're ready.
Hi, I'm Ross. I'm here to ruin this magical day for you.
Oh, no, not at all.
Don't worry about it.
Mark Horger, this is my wife, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
This is Rachel.
Oh, hi, Rachel.
Hi. Is this your first?
Yeah, it is.
Well, little Jamie here is our third. So if you have any questions or you need anything at all, just tell her.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Aww. Say, I opened this early, but let me give you guys some privacy.
No nonsense. We're all in this together.
Yeah, we are going to share every moment of this with you. And I think we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I
hey,
guess.
Smile.
Oh, no, I really don't want any. Thank you. Ross, what? Here comes another contraction.
Oh. Okay, just breathe.
Ow.
Oh, honey, I think I'm having one too.
Hours and still no baby. Ugh, the miracle of birth sure is a snooze fest.
Hey, you want to see something?
Sure, what?
Okay, this is gonna be fun. Watch me freak out Chandler. Honey?
Yeah?
Listen, I've been doing some thinking, and I don't know whether it's because we're here or
Rachel's given birth. But, I think we should try to have a baby.
Okay.
What's that now?
Okay, I've been thinking about it too, and I think we're ready.
What? Are you kidding me? You think we're ready to have a baby now?
Oh, this is fun.
You're ready to have a baby? My boy's all grown up!
You said you were ready too.
Yeah, but I was just screwing with you to try to get your voice all high and weird like mine is now.
Yes, but haven't you wanted a kid like forever?
Okay, just back off, mister. Because I am ready to have a baby. I just want Joey to be the father.
What? Are you crazy?
That's it, right there. That's all I wanted.
I am so sorry. The doctor insisted on closing the curtain for the exam.
Oh, that's very, really, very, very okay.
Julie's cervix is dilated 7 centimeters. That's about 4 fingers. Doctor, let me feel it myself.
Have you felt Rachel's cervix, Ross?
No, well, I don't really want to do that.
Well, if you like, you could feel Rachel's, then feel mine to compare.
Am I interrupting?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, no.
Later.
No, oh, you can't leave me alone with these people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Ross! My child has no father!
I'm so glad you're here, but it's going to be a while. I wish you'd called first.
Well, that's all right. I'm coming back later with your father.
Oh, good.
I actually needed to talk to you before the birth.
Okay, what's up?
I've brought something that I want to give you. Assuming, of course, that you want it.
Ma, are you asking me to marry you?
This is your grandmother's engagement ring. I want you to give it to Rachel.
Mom, no. Come on. Thank you.
Just hear me out.
No, okay? We've been through this. We're not going to get married just because she's pregnant, okay?
Honestly, Ross, this isn't just some girl you picked up in a bar and humped. A child should have a family.
Well, you know what? I can't deal with this right now. I'm sorry.
Just think about it. If you don't, I'll talk more about humping.
Gimme.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much for coming.
Ross, get in here.
She came to drag me out of the labor room to ask me why I'm not with Rachel.
Yeah. Why aren't you with Rachel?
Are you kidding? Well, look, we're not going to be together just because we're having a baby, okay?
But, you know, it just seems that you two belong together.
Okay, stop it. I can't deal with this right now. I have to go have a baby.
Right. And with who again?
God. He's crazy. Why doesn't he want to be with Rachel?
I know.
And seriously, she's like the perfect woman.
I mean, I know she turned me down, but if she hadn't and she wanted to be with me, I would take her in my arms and... I haven't bummed you guys out like this in a while, have I?
That?
New people.
What happened to the disgusting tents?
They're having their baby. It's not fair, Ross. I got here first. Right after you left, they wheeled her off into delivery. Oh, but not before she gave me a nice juicy shot of little Jamie just crowning away.
Wow, sorry. So, how are the new people?
Well, they have some unusual pet names for each other, including Evil Bitch and Sick Bastard.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Yeah. Oof. Okay.
Ow.
Just breathe.
Are you looking at her?
No.
Don't you look at her, you sick bastard.
Honey, I swear I wasn't looking at her.
She's in labor. You like that, you sick son of a bitch?
I'm just gonna...
See, it's because you were looking, you fat pervert.
No, I'm sure no one was looking. Just want some privacy.
You miss your girlfriend?
Just ignore them.
Yeah.
What? What?
He's looking at me.
What? Hey!
You want to live to see your baby?
Don't you talk to my husband like that, you stupid bastard!
Oh, good God! If you want a baby so bad, just go steal it! What is going on with you? Since when are you so crazy about babies?
I'm not crazy about babies. I'm crazy about us.
What?
We've always talked about having babies someday. I'm not saying it has to be right now, but I'm starting to think that we can handle it. We're good. We're really good.
We are pretty good.
But nothing has to happen until you're ready.